What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. Episode 2 of season 3 of the Nina Blanco podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether you are listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio app, or you are watching on YouTube. I appreciate you being here. Happy Halloween weekend. And before that, it's Breakfast Burrito Friday! You know what it is. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! Friday! Get your burrito! Yourself a breakfast burrito, a tradition we hold near and dear to our hearts. Grab that breakfast burrito, treat yourself because you deserve it, baby. You made it to Friday, you made it through another week of work or whatever life has been throwing at you, and you deserve that. I'm Nina Blanco. Thanks for tuning in. I was planning this episode this week. I've been planning my costume. Should I have been a breakfast burrito for Halloween, now that I'm thinking about it? Maybe one of these years. It'll be a little embarrassing, I'm not gonna lie. But maybe. We'll see. Never say never. But happy Halloween weekend. We are getting into the weekend before Halloween. Halloween's on a Tuesday this year, which is kind of a bummer because it's like, meh, a Tuesday. It's always so much more fun when the actual holiday hits on a weekend, where whether that's like Friday, Saturday, meh, Sunday a little bit. Sunday's just the school night type of vibe for me, still like having to get ready for work, going to bed early, da 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 da. But when an actual holiday lands on a Friday or a Saturday, I mean, people go wild. But Halloween is on a Tuesday this year, so that is not the case. So we're all going to be celebrating going out, if you are going out, this weekend. And I'm gearing up to be going out this weekend. My cousin Ruben, he and I are really close. I've talked about him a whole bunch in previous podcast episodes and just in life in general. But he's one of my besties, and he is coming out to Denver this weekend, and we're going to be hanging out, and we're going to be doing so many things. Here's what's on the schedule. So I recorded this episode a couple days ago. I know it's coming out on Friday, but Ruben is coming in on Wednesday night. We're just chilling because he's getting in kind of late. I'm actually going to be going to the Pink concert, which I'm so excited about, with her whole trapeze artistry and just like flying all over the place. So excited for that. Seeing her on Wednesday, then picking up Ruben from the airport. And then on Thursday, normal day, normal work day. And then we are going to go to Casa Bonita. I'm so excited to go to Casa Bonita. They reopened finally this year. You know that the South Park guys, they revamped it. They poured in a whole bunch of money, talking millions of dollars, to revamp Casa Bonita to its former glory. They did that. They kind of opened up. I have a little bit of an issue. Maybe we should do a whole Casa Bonita episode. I probably should after this experience of going there. Maybe I'll have Ruben do it with me sometime this weekend. The problem is, we're going to be doing so many things that I don't know when we're going to have time to sit down and do it. If it's possible, I'll throw it at him saying like, hey, maybe we can do this and we'll see what happens. But we are going to go to Casa Bonita on Thursday. I did get the invite. It's kind of invite only still, which is weird, but you know, that's what it is. And we're going to go on Thursday, which is very exciting. And then on Friday, normal work day again. And then Friday night, we're going to go see Duke Dumont at Red Rocks. And so it's kind of like a house music live show, and we're going to have fun, and it's going to be at Red Rocks. And the temperature, of course, is dropping on Friday in Denver. It's been so nice. I went to a Red Rocks show with the boy last week, and it was, like, gorgeous outside. Even after the sun went away, it was nice. You just had a sweater on, cuddled up next to each other, and you were good. And this Friday, tonight, Friday, for this show, the temperature is going to be dropping, and it's going to be so cold. But it is going to be kind of a Halloween show. We're going to show up in our costumes. Obviously, I'm hoping anyway. Everyone else is going to show up in their costumes. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait. On top of that, on Saturday, we're going to go see my friend Dave, aka Deuce. We don't call him that anymore. I'm just saying that so people are aware. But Dave J, we're going to go to his Halloween party on Saturday. Afterwards, I'm going out. I am going to be meeting up with a friend. I already texted her, like, where's the spot? Where are we going to go? Da 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 da. And she's going to show up with her boyfriend, and we're going to go out, and we're going to have fun and hit the town a little bit on Saturday. And then on Sunday, hopefully we're still alive and not in the hospital from alcohol poisoning, but you never know. And on Sunday, Ruben is going to be flying back in the afternoon. So I don't know when possibly we could record a podcast about our Casa Bonita experience. I might just have to do that solo next week because I just don't know if there's going to be time. But if there is time, we'll figure it out. We also have to go to, like, Goodwill in between, finish up our costumes and everything like that. I will give you a costume reveal kind of for me at the end of this episode. I'll at least tell you what I am. I wanted originally to start this podcast and slowly, like, put on pieces of my costume and then at the end reveal what it is going to be. But I'm waiting on something to come in the mail. That's just not the case. I went to, like, 3 stores this morning and I'm just like, oh shit. So I had to put an order in really quick and I'm waiting for something to come in before I can complete my costume, and hopefully it works out. But I'll let you know what that is at the end of this episode. And on Friday, today's Friday, Friday evening, tonight, for that Red Rocks concert that we're going to, I'll post a photo of, like, the full look, obviously, on my Instagram, and we'll see. It's either going to be like, oh my God, that's so cool and funny and creative, or it's going to be like, ooh, girl, you tried. So it'll likely be that second one, as it typically is, but you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm still going to try. So make sure to go follow on Instagram at the Nina Blanco if you're not already, because it should be a very fun, eventful weekend, and of course, I'm going to put all my stuff up there. Ruben and I, we always act like drunken fools together. We have fun. So it's going to be good. I just know it. I decided for this Halloween episode, I'm going to put a couple of lists together to give you some last minute costume inspo, popular costumes that are going to be probably you're going to be seeing everywhere because of pop culture and things happening this year, as well as costumes that Denverites could try, things that you will only find in Denver that only, like, Denver, Colorado people will get, kind of an inside joke there. But I always think that's kind of fun to find costumes or to find something that is local within your region, within, like, your city. That's, like, my favorite kind of thing. So I kind of lean towards that. And yeah, my actual costume leans towards that as well. So again, we'll get to that at the end of the episode. So popular costumes this year, I mean, the Barbie movie, hello. It's going to be Barbie and Ken. It's going to be weird Barbie. There's going to be a lot of weird Barbies out there. I love that, by the way, like, crayon on the face, crazy hair, chopped up in a weird outfit, like, mismatching. Like, I love weird Barbie. It was such a good part of the movie, and it's so real for a lot of people, and I just feel like a lot of people are going to be weird Barbie. Of course, the popular couples costume will probably just be Barbie and Ken in, like, beachwear or something like that. And then I feel like there's going to be a lot of real single douchey dudes as douche Ken. If you saw the movie, like, sorry if I'm ruining anything for you. If you haven't seen the movie, at this point, you probably should go see it. I was in Target earlier today and it's on DVD. It's, like, on sale. Like, so go see it already. What are you waiting for? But douche Ken, when later in the movie, kind of takes charge of things and he's a total douchebag wearing his fur coat and the bandana and the whole thing. I know dudes are going to be running outside with no shirt on, flexing their muscles, and like a fur coat on with a bandana. And they're all going to have terribly bleached blonde hair. I know a lot of guys will shave their heads. They will dye their hair for Halloween, which I do like that, actually. I like that a lot of guys are willing to do that for Halloween. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of douche Kens. I know it. Another potential, I was trying to think of it, of like popular movies and stuff that had come out this year. I know Oppenheimer, that was a huge movie, and like Oppenheimer and Barbie came out in the same weekend, so people were like trying to come up with a mashup of those two movies, Oppen Barbie. So we'll see what kind of creative costumes come out of that. Another popular movie that came out this year, of course, was The Little Mermaid with Halle Bailey, and she did a really great job at that movie, and I think her costume will be pretty popular. A mixture of her in her actual mermaid normal wear, or the blue dress with the bandana and everything on. So we'll see. I also think that just like the regular redheaded Little Mermaid, the classic cartoon we're all kind of used to, I feel like a lot of people are just going to do that as well. So a lot of the Little Mermaid. Another one that I think might be a little less popular, but I absolutely love it, thanks to Ruben, actually, The Last of Us. That show came out. They made it into a series. It was a video game on PlayStation for years and years and years. They made three of them, and now they made it into a series with HBO, and HBO picked it up. And if you haven't already seen season one of The Last of Us on HBO, you should go see it. Sorry, my dogs are making noises. Stop. What are you doing? Go somewhere else. Stop. I'm recording a podcast. You're making too many noises. Do you even know how this works? Damn dogs. But The Last of Us, a super good video game, kind of a thriller, a little bit scary, and it's a lot of fun to play. Highly suggest that, and highly suggest watching season one of The Last of Us, the series on HBO. It was so good. They did a fantastic job with that. So I feel like a lot of people might channel their inner The Last of Us, and there'll be some of the characters there. They might be some of the creepy characters, the monsters and stuff like that. I feel like it's going to take a lot of paper mache in order to do that, but I feel like it is possible. I've seen some billboards around town for a haunted house, 13th floor around Denver. If you're here, you know, but I've seen some billboards from them recently. They have the clicker. Clicker is like the ultimate, like, bad, dangerous zombie eating thing or whatever in The Last of Us, and they have a clicker on their billboard. So I wonder if that's the theme this year for 13th floor. I have never been. Maybe I should check it out again if there's time this weekend, and there's just fucking not, so probably not. But it'd be really cool to see clickers in action if they actually have that at the 13th floor. If anyone's been this year and that's what it is, I would love to see and hear about your experience, if that is true or not, because I've seen it on the billboard, so it must be, right? I feel like we're going to see a lot of aliens this year. You know, there was a whole national story, worldwide story, I guess, whether it's a hoax or not, the alien body that was found in Mexico earlier this year. Yeah, I feel like a couple people are going to get crafty and be able to do something like that. I mean, all it would take really is just like a big piece of cardboard, you cut out a hole for your head, and then you can paper mache and make like the alien body with your face kind of sticking out as if you were the alien head. I mean, easy yet crafty yet not very easy, but like simple enough to be able to try to do. So I feel like just aliens in general are going to be pretty popular this year, especially kind of paper mache type of alien that they supposedly found in Mexico this year. So I love all of that. Some other popular costumes to try, whether you need ideas or you might just see them around. I feel like with the huge concerts that have been going around this year, I think people are going to be dressing up in just their like costume outfits. I mean, you spent enough time and money in those outfits to go to the actual concert for Taylor Swift, for Beyonce, that you might as well wear it again for Halloween. And so I feel like some people are just going to go out in their Taylor Swift era, whichever era that might be, in their Taylor Swift outfit, or just dress up as Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, you can throw that into the mix, the whole thing, right? Same thing with Beyonce. I feel like a lot of people might go out in their Renaissance outfits, just blinged out and having a lot of fun with it. So I say go for it. I say go ahead and go out in your concert outfit, whether you're a Swiftie or you are in the Beehive. I think that's what it's going to be a lot of this year. Let me get into some Denver costumes. So like I said, I love just kind of getting into where you live, where you're from, staying local, blah, 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 all of that. I do think it's important. And I feel like I kind of preach it a little bit too much and people get a little annoyed. Like, I get it. Local, support local. I get it, Nina. But do you? Do you though? So a lot of Denver costumes that I just think are fun. The Nuggets, they were the NBA champs this year. I feel like some people, you could just throw on your Nuggets jersey and just like rep your team. They're also, they just started up their home games this week. So why not? Along that line, Nikola Jokic, I think you could be him with a sign that just says, I hate my job, or I want to go home, or I'd rather be anywhere but in America. He's so funny in all of his interviews. If you don't know Nikola Jokic, just Google his name. And he's from Serbia. He plays for Denver. He doesn't fucking like being here. It's so funny. Anytime he's in an interview, he's just like, I just want to play the game and I just want to go home. So it's really funny. So if you just had a sign with a Jokic jersey that just says like, I hate my job or I just want to go home, I think that would be really good. And then another one too. Don't hate me for this. Russell Wilson on the Broncos, and his sign will say, please don't fire me, or please keep me around, or something of that matter, because he is just not, he ain't it. He's not been doing what we thought he was going to do for us. It's been the complete opposite. He's been out here for the last couple of years. I mean, they're not going to fire you, Russell Wilson, mostly because you're under contract and it would be way too expensive to fire you. So we haven't been winning games and we can't afford that. So anyway, another one with the Casa Bonita reopening. I think it should be Casa Bonita. You know, again, just get some cardboard, paint it pink, try to turn it into Casa Bonita, put your face through it, and then you can have like a sign, like reopening kind of May of 2023. And that's its own story. If you know, you know. So a couple of Denver costumes to try. I think it would be fun. My costume is a Denver costume, but I'm going to save that one for the end. And if you want to copy me, that's totally fine, but I'm saving that for the end, and this isn't coming out till Friday anyway, so good luck. So I saw this little graphic on Facebook about teens trick-or-treating. If you're watching on YouTube, it's up on the screen. If you are listening, I'll tell you what it says. It says, Halloween reminder, the teen who comes to your door to trick-or-treat is choosing being a kid over doing other things. Give them the candy and smile. Life only gets harder. Let them enjoy it. You are only young once. And on the bottom of that, what is the handle? Digitalmomblog.com made that, and it's been going around Facebook, and I've been seeing people share it. And here's the thing. When in the history of ever has anyone turned away a teenager at their door? I don't think that that actually happens. I think maybe people, if they're talking shit about it, like, oh, they're too old or whatever. But no one has actually turned away teens knocking at their door, trick-or-treating for candy. I truly cannot think of anyone that I know that would turn anyone away. Beyond that, just in general, I just don't think that that happens. So I don't know. It just seems like one of those things that is just prying for attention. And of course, Digital Mom Blog posted it. But no one's turning away the teen who wants to trick or treat for candy at all. And I wouldn't even turn away adults who wanted to trick or treat, or like, hey, I'm taking my kid trick or treating. Can I have a Snickers bar or whatever? I mean, first of all, I'd be like, I mean, steal it from your kid. They're right there. But I'd be like, yeah, sure. Here you go. I mean, you've heard of other adults like, hey, handing out white claws. You want a white claw, you want a shooter, you want whatever to the parents who are trick-or-treating with their kids, and they'll take it. Like, no one's turning away teens. Shut up. I just feel like people love to complain. And speaking of loving to complain, I had this story. This story came up, this headline, and it's been going around outside of that post I just shared with you. I think that, like, prudes, you ruin all the fun. And around Halloween time especially, people are just looking for things to complain about. That teenager thing right there. And then as well as this story. So this headline said, fun or inappropriate? Controversial pole dancing skeleton Halloween decoration. And so I was like, oh my gosh, let me see. So I clicked this article and I opened it up and I see that there is a couple of skeleton decorations. These skeletons, two of them were like sitting in the chair, and then one of them was hanging up on a pole upside down, like as if they were a stripper pole dancing for the two dudes sitting in the chair, the skeletons. And this city actually ordered them to take it down because neighbors were complaining, saying, like, this is inappropriate, this is crude humor, we don't need that in our neighborhood. And so they reported it to the city, and the city actually ordered for it to be taken down, not because it was inappropriate, but because they were actually hanging the pole dancing skeleton. They were using a city street sign as the pole because they didn't have an actual pole to use otherwise, and they used the street sign as the pole for the pole dancing skeleton. And so they're like, you actually can't put anything, any decorations or anything on that, like official city signs, which I'm like, I get that. So what the guy did instead is he took everything down, went to Home Depot, bought some PVC pipe, and moved everything over into their actual yard, made it bigger, bought a couple more skeletons, and made it even bigger fiasco. Bought fake dollar bills, put it in the skeleton's hands and everything like that, and put it on their private property, and just made it a bigger stripper pole skeleton dancing fiasco, which I love that. It was a big fuck you to his neighbors. People just love to complain. People love to complain. And around Halloween time, I feel like people are particularly sensitive. And for some people, maybe listening to this, they're like, oh, ha, 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 yeah, Nina, I agree, blah, 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 whatever. But for other people who are listening to this, they might be like, well, it is inappropriate. There are kids around. Kids don't need to know about pole dancing and strip clubs and blah, blah, blah. And you have to think about the kids. And that's why it's inappropriate. On one hand, I understand that. On the other hand, if you see a bunch of skeletons and your kid knows that that's from a strip club and strippers and everything of that nature, that sounds like a you fucking problem, right? Why should kids shouldn't know what that is? It doesn't matter. If you're driving down the street, all kids see is like, ooh, spooky skeletons because it's Halloween. If they know beyond that, then that's your fucking problem. Either they're old enough to just know, and they're old enough to know better that that's not a kid's thing, it's an adult humor joke, whatever, then go about your damn kid day. And they do. They don't care. It's only the parents and only the adults that care. So that's just the annoying part about it. Same thing with that teen thing. It's just like, people just love to complain. Someone just wants to put something out there. They're putting shit in our candy. No one's putting their fucking edibles, giving your damn kids their edibles. I promise you that. Fuck them kids. Speaking of complaining, I just wanted to share this with you just because, again, people love to complain about anything they fucking can. I was reported to HR at my job. I'm about to spill the tea. I was reported to HR at my job, and I couldn't believe it. I was just like, wow, okay. But someone complained about a photo that I had posted on my personal Instagram of this one right here, if you're watching on YouTube. So I was in Arizona with my cousin, and I like to get naked in nature, especially if no one is around. If no one's around, hell yeah. I'm taking my clothes off, taking a quick picture, swimming around naked for a little bit because it's fun. It's fun. It is freeing. It's different. Why not? So I took this photo, and I was naked in this little river in Arizona. It was a beautiful spot. Not a single person was around. It was incredible. And I posted this photo, and I covered my butt with a peach emoji. So you can't see anything. There's no side boob because my boobs aren't even that big. There's not even crack. Like, I covered everything with the peach emoji, and I posted it up on my Instagram because I had done this a couple times before, actually. And I had just recently done it again. So I posted that photo up, and someone reported me to HR. I was like, this isn't even on the station stuff. This is on my own thing. So it was just weird to me. And it again just proves that people just love to fucking complain. So if you're one of those complainers, I don't know, man, you need to like smoke more weed or get laid or something. What the hell, dude? Calm down. Mind your business. Like, calm your tits. I'm not even showing them on Instagram. You're fine. Okay. Let me tell you what my costume is. Let's do a costume reveal. I have a prop. This is part of my costume. Let me go get it really quick. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. Getting this thing on with headphones, do not recommend. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm wearing a giant dinosaur head. Okay, so a couple years ago, I was walking in Walmart, and I walked past a whole thing of like mascot heads, and they had a bear, and they had this dinosaur, and they had other things, and I was like, I don't know why, but I'm gonna buy this now, so... So I did. And a couple years ago, I used it for Halloween. And I was a bridezilla. And I was dressed in all white, had a little veil like over the whole thing. It was a cute costume. And I was a bridezilla because I just got engaged. So I thought it was good and good timing and fun. And so this has just been sitting kind of around storage the last couple years. And I was like, well, what else am I going to do with it? And then I had the idea because I love conspiracies, but I don't actually believe them. Hold on, I'm gonna take this thing off. If you're watching on YouTube, let me take this thing off. Hold on. Okay, much better. So I just like the thought of conspiracies. I don't actually believe most conspiracies. I just think conspiracies are funny, and like the fact that they really do stem from some of these things, and like part of it is like, makes you think it could be real, blah, blah, blah. But I just think it's more so fun than like really believe it's real. So conspiracies in Denver there are so many conspiracies around, especially at the airport. And if you haven't gotten into any of the DIA conspiracies, there are a lot of them. There's many conspiracies surrounding the airport in Denver, from the runway to the New World Order to aliens living in the basement to why they have gargoyle statues around to the paintings that are kind of like weird and creepy around there. There are so many conspiracies. And one of the conspiracies, along with the New World Order, is that there are lizard people living in the basement of DIA, as well as aliens, and that's where they live and that's where they keep them. And so I, for Halloween, am going to be dressing up as a lizard person who escaped from DIA who lives in the basement. So I'm dressing up as a lizard person, and that mascot head, it's a dinosaur, but it's kind of perfect. It's the same type of family, same lizard weird family. It works, right? And so I'm ordering like a green screen suit, basically, which also, if I'm going to be using my green screen this season to make skits or whatever, like that could come in handy. So I feel like it was worth the investment. So I'm buying like a green screen outfit. So I'm going to be like head to toe in green. And then I'm not going to wear the hood, the face part, because I obviously have that. And then I'm going to, I had the perfect outfit a couple years ago from going to a Red Rock show, and I was going through my closet and I made a Goodwill pile, and I took away this skirt because the skirt was a little tight on me. I'm like, I don't need this. When am I going to wear this? And then of course this fucking Halloween, that was like a month ago that I got rid of it. And of course for Halloween, I'm like, oh, I could have used that. But I did keep the top. It's somewhere around, but it's this like silver top. And then I went out to Party City and I got these silver shorts. You can see how silver it is. But I got these silver shorts to match. I was going to get this cute little silver skirt because I thought it would be fun to wear a skirt. But the skirt was $28 and these shorts were on sale for $8. So I made the obvious choice. But I'm going to be head to toe in that green screen outfit. So I'm going to have like green skin or whatever. And then I'm going to put this like silver outfit on top. I'm going to print out DIA logos and put property of Denver International Airport like all over, like past patches kind of like on the back and on the front of my outfit. And I'm going to be an escaped lizard person from DIA. And I love it. I'm so excited for it. I'm going to do my makeup as well, even though I am going to be wearing that mascot costume. But I'm going to want to take that thing off every once in a while. So I'm going to do some cute green makeup, kind of like I did my bridezilla makeup a couple years ago. And I am so excited. I can't wait. But that's going to be my costume. And I'll have pictures of it later tonight on Facebook, on Instagram, and it's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. And then going to Dave's party and then going out afterwards. It's going to be so much fun. So I love Halloween. I love dressing up. I just think it's so much fun. Why not? It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter if you're a kid trick-or-treating or trunk or treat. And which, by the way, that's why they make trunk or treat, okay? If you're too afraid going door to door, they're going to poison your fucking candy, or you're going to put edibles in your candy. First of all, no one's going to do that. But go ahead, do your fucking trunk or treat with your toddler in a parking lot at the church. Go ahead. That's fine. But anyway, Halloween is for everyone. Everyone loves Halloween. So I hope you do go out. I hope you celebrate. I hope this episode, if you weren't going to dress up as anything, I hope this episode maybe gave you a little bit of inspiration. Just go ahead, dress up. Just do something. I mean, even just going by and wearing a witch's hat to work or something, or to the grocery store the weekend of Halloween. That is so much fun. And so many people do it. You go to Walmart Halloween weekend, you go to Walmart or a Halloween day or whatever, people are wearing little cat ears or a witch hat or something. I love that. So Halloween is for everyone. I think everyone should participate. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter if you're actually going to an event or to parties or anything like that. Like I said, you could just be going to Walmart, picking something up, and you throw something on really quick, even as simple as little animal ears. I'm a mouse. Duh. And I just think that's the way to go for Halloween. So have fun with it. I hope I inspired you a little bit. Happy Halloween. Love you so much. Let's play the Breakfast Burrito Friday song one more time. You know what it is. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Okay, love you. Bye.